You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
In Medina at the PNC Bank on Bueller's Drive, Vic Carucci here, Nathan Zagura there at the Browns studio in Berea. We are enjoying, I'm enjoying, and a lot of people are out here enjoying this beautiful day at the fourth and final Browns and PNC Bank tailgate. And it is a great turnout coming here for the free food. I have enjoyed some of the they're serving. I got to tell you this, Nathan. This is what you're missing out on. They're doing smoked sausage gyro.
I love the sausage.
Dude, these are unbelievable. And I'm finding out from Eric, who's our engineer here. He said that the sausage is homemade by one person in this operation, and then the smoking of it is done by another master. You know, at that end of it. So it's a team effort, and I'll tell you what, it is unbelievably great. That's why there's been a long line of people enjoying that. Interactive games, and again, beverages free. It's really a nice event to turn out to. And a little kid, I'm watching this little kid here playing some of the beanbag toss, and he's got a Browns, I think, kind of like a Naps backpack, or whatever. That is bigger than him, and he's carrying it around, and it's so cute. So he's hanging out with his folks, enjoying this event, and it is amazing. Come on out and be a part of it. We're here with the rest of the show for about another hour. Everybody will be here till 6 p.m. Frank Stamps is going to join us, former Browns linebacker and former Browns offensive lineman Dave Wallaba will be here, not on the show, but he'll be here from 5 to 6. Available to sign autographs, etc. So show up for that. Dino, do we got any calls? No. Oh, we got some tweets. Dino, hit us with some tweets, please.
All right. My favorite here from the first hour from Paul Myers at P. Myers Golf. All right, guys, with a victory, can we get Vic in his Liberty Ford down Lou Groza the Boulevard screaming, "The Browns could make the playoffs" with a hashtag bandwagon?
I might just do that. I might just have to do that. Here's a better – I'll do better than that, though, and I'll take a risk here. We'll have Nathan drive his F-150. I'll stand in the bed.
Yeah,
it'll be more dramatic that way and
be.
Scream and shout that way.
We got to give you, like, some type of reins that you can hold, you know, like –
Yeah, something that I don't get. I don't want to die in this process. I don't want to be severely injured because I hear about your driving skills, and you got a little bit of a heavy foot, young man.
Yeah, but I got skills, though.
But you got skills. But you have enough
skills are there
to keep me from falling out of the freaking truck bed?
Absolutely. I just happen to sometimes disagree with limits. I don't like to be limited.
You can't put limits on Nathan.
Right.
Dino, what else do you have, bro?
Paul also called his shot, and you can call your shot at Browns_daily, or, of course, right here, 216-578-0850. Paul's saying, my call is that the Bungles focus on Gordon, and McGahee goes off, runs for 115 yards, Browns 34, Bengals 17.
You know, that's interesting.
The
that's
dog approved.
What do you think about that little breakdown?
I like the ambitiousness of it.
Yeah.
I certainly do. 34-17 Browns, it's, you know, a little bit aggressive, it can happen.
It's a little out there. But, I mean,
listen,
the scenario of
why
the focus
I like
on
it?
Willis McGahee runs better. I don't think he goes off, though.
I agree.
You're not getting a Willis McGahee to go off at this stage on 31-year-old legs, I don't think. I do think he can perform better. And I'll tell you, the energy and enthusiasm that he brings to this as an 11, I just like that. It's infectious. Willis McGahee's got something. He's got that something, that thing that he brings into
French
a locker room.
I don't know what.
It's just it's a intangible factor. And I hope it's... Again, I hope it translates into performance. That's what he's here for. It's not to you know, bring a smile to everyone's face in the locker room. He'll bring bigger smiles if he can run effectively and just do something to help open up the running game. But he is, you know, the reality is he's not going to be that big of a difference maker. But can they at least have enough of a running game to force the Bengals defense to honor that? That's what we're looking for.
Right. You just need to be competent running the football to be able to set up other things, especially if they're banged up in the back end. You know, I don't think they're going to be – they're going to try to provide support back there. So there should be lanes to run the football, and then you can suck them in, play action, boom, over the top against some people that might not be as prepared or healthy as they would like on that back end of the defense, and that's where Gordon and Cameron can really put up some big plays.
All right. Frank Stamps, former Browns linebacker, is going to join us on this show. And we'll chat with him about his Browns memories and his football thoughts and his thoughts on this current Browns team. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, I'm out here at the PNC Bank in Medina on Bueller's Drive. Nathan back in the studio in Berea. Right. It is a football Friday. It is a call your shot Friday. So make sure you're doing that too. 216-578-0850. We want to hear from you and get your tweets at Browns_daily. Vic and Nathan on ESPN 850 WKNR.